and just do your back as a little.
So call this public hearing to order, to amend. So why do I have to just read all this?
Yep.
All right. City of Mount Pleasant, ordinance number 2020-01, amending ordinance 2017-01. An ordinance amending certain meeting times. Whereas the city desires to change the time of certain meetings to better accommodate public attendance, now therefore it will be ordained by the City Council, Mount Pleasant City, Utah. Number one, the City Council Code Section 1-6-5A, establishing meeting times for the City Council shall be amended as followed. The governing body shall conduct one regular meeting, which shall be held on the second Tuesday of each month at the Mount Pleasant City Hall, 115 West Main Street, which meetings shall begin approximately at 6:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. But if the meeting date is a legal holiday, then the meeting shall be held at the same time and place above described on the day next following that is a legal holiday. The governing body shall also conduct a second regular meeting every month, which shall be held the fourth Tuesday of each month at the Mount Pleasant City Hall, 115 West Main Street, which meeting shall begin approximately at 6:30 p.m. Mountain Standard. But if the meeting date is a legal holiday, then the meeting shall be held at the same time and place above described on the next day following that is not a legal holiday. Number two, repeal of the conflicting ordinance. To the extent that any ordinance, resolution, or policies of the Mount Pleasant City conflict with provisions of this ordinance, they are hereby amended.
I have a question on this. Do we have, as a council, liberty to council a meeting if it's the...
I think you do if it's by majority vote.
Okay.
Like you did when it was on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Rather than have to go the next day.
The next day. Yeah. And we just cancel.
I believe you do if it's by majority vote.
You probably could cancel it, especially where we're having a second regular city council meeting each month.
True.
If we're required to have one city council meeting each month.
I don't think that the mayor could just say I'm canceling it. I think he has to bring it to you all and it has to
happen. Has to be on an agenda item on the city council meeting
or prior.
Probably 2 weeks prior at least, I would say.
Because we have done that in the past. We've canceled some meetings, not very often, but I just...
Like last year, it was on Christmas Eve.
But I guess we'll have to do that.
But the ordinance we're amending, didn't it specify that the second council meeting was primarily just to do claims?
Yes, it did.
So we're now making it just a regular city council meeting?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Which would allow for public participation.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, we do that kind of anyway, but...
Because I think really if you... if
it'd just be more formal.
Yeah, because even some of the other things that's brought up on that second city council really should be deferred to the first one, the way it's originally set right now.
Well, right.
You know, some of the business transactions or the requests and different things should probably be done
it's
in the first one, not the second one.
Right. There's been a little bit of a creep, agenda creep on that, I guess, is what you would call it.
Yeah.
So, well, they're just trying to accommodate different things.
Yeah, but if there's an ordinance or...
So why not call it a regular meeting?
The ordinance says that we're only supposed to conduct certain types of business. If we're doing something beyond that, maybe there's... But this will take care of that anyways.
Yeah, the last sentence. We have any...
Any other comments?
Other discussion on that?
Any public input on it?
Time's up.
I figured we'd have lots of people in here tonight on that.
Can you read their requisition number again?
Yeah.
Now we know you purposely made a couple of...
Any other comments down there? Sam or Rondi, Russ?
Well, I just have a question.
Okay.
And you guys might already mentioned this, but public participation will now be allowed at the second meeting.
They'll both be the same.
And what this is, yeah, stating that, you know, the purpose of this is to get the public more involved.
Wow.
To better accommodate public attendance, so.
Well, a common comment from the public is that they can't attend the second meeting because it's at 4:00 and they work, and so that is a common complaint.
And probably the way, like we're talking about, the way it's rolled right now, we're probably in trouble by doing certain businesses on that second city council meeting because it's not deemed as anything but to approve claims.
Right.
So even the, probably the public input or even listening to them is probably not right to do it the way it is right now.
So now we can just do regular business on both meetings.
Right.
Maybe I'll shorten our meeting.
You'll be saying the Pledge of Allegiance twice a month.
So we talked...
I'll say it every day if you want me to.
Well, we talked even about that, maybe just keeping our opening ceremony on the first.
Yeah.
First one, and then the second one, we just won't have the opening ceremony.
Why?
Time-wise, unless you want to do them both the same.
You bet.
Don't take much.
Okay.
I mean, Pledge of Allegiance to that flag.
A minute.
Okay.
That's how things change in this old world. They get put aside.
Cut one out.
Pretty soon, there's no reason. We don't do it on the first meeting, so let's don't do it at all.
Okay. I'm all in favor of it.
We got time, I think, to stand for that.
Takes 3 minutes.
I watched a lot of young men go down.
Because of that.
Right.
Good point.
So they'll all be the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't need a muddying water.
Sometimes I have to be put in my place, so thanks.
Well, I'm pretty sentimental.
I understand that.
You got good reasons to be.
Do we need reminded of that?
Yep, we do.
There were 6 of us in my family, and all 6 of us served. All 6 brothers, 4 of them served in the war. So it's... Yeah.
Let it be written.
So
let it be written. Let it so be written.
So do we pass and approve it tonight? Or was that next, that'll be next week, right?
That'll be at next meeting.
Okay.
I put it on the agenda.
I asked her to put another thing on the agenda today because, and this is off the subject, but youth are left today for their day at the Capitol, and I asked Jeannie to put that on the agenda for them to report back. And that'll be at the 4:00 meeting, so.
Yeah, and just make sure everybody understands the meeting next Tuesday will still be at 4:00.
Right.
Because the ordinance hasn't officially been passed, but then from then on, your second meeting will be at 6:30. So yeah, 4:00.
So that one still has to be limited to just the claims.
Probably should be, except we've got other things on.
Well, it probably shouldn't be having this other thing on the agenda either, technically, but.
Well, and I think it's
split hairs.
Yeah.
Well, the letter of the law and the spirit of the law.
As long as it's still on the agenda, I think we're still good.
Right, we are.
Yeah, because most of the people know it's on.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
The reason I bring it up is it requires 2 council members to ask for it or the mayor.
I'm good with it.
So you're good with it.
Yeah. Yep. Yep, it'd be good to have them report.
We'll also have the audit. Jeff Hatterley will be here to present the audit.
On that one?
On that one as well.
Yeah, with them youth, that's another one of those things where it's got to be made important to them. So they feel like they're doing something.
Yeah.
Yes.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. We had a good visit today before they left.
Who's the mayor now, the junior mayor?
It's the...
Is it Shock?
Scott Shock.
Scott Shock?
Yes.
Great young man.
And the...
Oh, he's a good young man.
The pro tem is a Palmer, what's his first name?
Levi or the other one?
Devin.
Devin?
She took a good group of kids up there today.
Yeah, a whole bunch of them.
There were quite a few of them. In fact, the messenger came and took a picture of them burning up for the paper, so...
That's awesome.
Good.
Yeah, they had two carloads.
I think there was eight.
And this is the most of, that they've had participation with young men. It's been heavy young women in the past, this time they've got more young men. So, that's kind of fun too, that she's getting more and more participation.
Yes.
Yep.
I might need to call the police. Are we adjourning now?
We're adjourning then.
So our next, the meeting at 7:00 is a public...